and laughter and coffee with Renee Bernard, women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee. I'm Renee Bernard, and tonight on the program is Molly Harper.
Dun, hello. Dun,
dun. Hello. No.
Yeah, my hello didn't really match up with your ominous music there. I'm sorry. It was a little too chipper.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I've had a little too much caffeine. I'm just going to... I'm going to say that right up front, because I think that's important, to be honest.
I'm a fairly sunny personality for someone who spends all of her time with fictional supernatural creatures. So.
Most of my friends are authors, and we spend way too much time with fictional people. And I don't know if that makes us less socially adept or more. I mean, I can't, because some people are really good, and other people, it's like they're just lost. Like, if I can't write your dialogue, I just don't know what to say. That's almost how they seem to be. Whereas I'm like, oh. But I'm also taking notes like, oh, I'm going to remember that. I'm putting you in a book. Oh, yeah.
But you become this control freak like, oh, I really wish you had said that a different way. I wish we could go back and edit that conversation so that the emotional dynamic was different. So,
yeah, really wishing that had turned out better. Yeah, let me rewrite that history for myself. There we go. So it's mollyharper.com, people.
Yes.
And thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you for the lack of hyphens and underscores. And thank you. Just want to say
that
right
up
front.
Keep in mind, I run my own website, so I can't handle a lot of hyphens or complicated coding language. It's as straightforward as I can make it.
But if your name, like there are authors that have the unfortunate situation where their name is actually already owned by somebody else who picked me in the adult attainment industry or, something a little questionable, then you're hyphens. It's the last bastion of trying to reclaim your honor. So,
well, there actually is a stand-up comedian named Molly Harper, and we both sort of hit our stride at the same time, and I was fortunate enough to get the domain name first, and I know that, you know, any minute if I ever let the credit card lapse or something like that, you know, she's going to snap that up. So.
She's ready. She's got people trolling that all the time on a regular basis.
She's checking that daily. No, she's actually a very nice lady. We've exchanged emails. She seems really
sweet. Oh, good. I was just going to say, so does she wish you well? Is she sending you
text?
Or, you know, like, oh, that Molly Harper. May a bus run you over.
She would be first.
But like you said, by that credit card lapses, and I bet that friendship, you know, it crumbles pretty quickly, right?
Yeah,
like,
it's all fun
games.
Yeah,
Facebook friends, it's mine. It's mine. You blinked. It's mine. So I'm not going to lie. I popped over and looked at mollyharper.com because that's the kind of research I do. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 78 seconds before a show. I'm all over it, man.
Oh, no.
I don't hold back. That's right. We're thorough. At Canned Laughter and Coffee, we go all out.
Hey, coming from a newspaper journalism background, that's basically how I handle a lot of interviews. So don't feel bad.
Really?
You're exactly where you need to be. Oh yeah, no, I was
a
newspaper
reporter. Hold on, let me Google them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I got it.
Pretty much how that goes. That was the that was the extent of my journalistic integrity. So.
Really? Really?
Yes.
I
worked as a newspaper reporter for like 6 years. Covering like small town politics and education in my
uh-huh.
hometown, and it was an education in just quirky weirdness. I live in a very strange place, and all of the hyperbole that comes out in my books, it's natural. It comes to me very.
Do they know that?
Organic.
Do they know they're weird?
Yeah.
Because this is always a question for me. Do they know they're weird, or do they not realize that they just think that that this is all great, and you've got that insight? Do they know?
I think any person that grows up in an environment like Paducah, Kentucky, they think that they're the only normal one in town.
Okay. Okay.
Everybody else is crazy.
That's a legitimate question. I mean, there are certain actors, I'm not going to name them, who keep making movies about brainwashed people or people that are in a cult or don't know about their reality, and you're looking at that person and you're going, memo to Tom Cruise, I don't think you should be doing those films. I don't think you have the insight you think you have, but thanks for, you know, running it up the black
hole.
You
are not the common man.
No. Oh, did I name him? Whoops. Sorry.
Sorry.
You know what I'm saying, though. It's like, really, dude? I don't think you're in a position to make a judgment call here. Just, okay. I got to tell you, the books look adorable. Of course they do. It's a terrible. Is that okay to say adorable, though? Is that, like, cute? You know?
I think adorable. But adorable is preferable to a lot of terms that have been applied to me, you know.
Yeah, I'm with you there. But, you know, Susan Sarandon, then we'd be like, cute, cute, baby ducks are cute. I'm not cute. And then you get a big, you know, hissy. It's like, dang.
You know what?
So adorable. It's like, these are really adorable covers. They're very cute and fun and, you know.
Oh, thank you.
Whimsical. There.
Whimsical is an awesome
it.
Word. That's
whimsical.
A very good word for
That's
for
right.
Myself.
It's a college word, people. Write it down. Multiple syllables in that one. And I'm just going to say right up front that paranormals, you know, I love paranormals, but I don't really like the dark paranormals, to be really honest. So this looks fun. I like this looks light and fun and, you know, but if blood is spewing and dark rituals are, it's like, I kind of check out.
I can't write that stuff. I've tried. When I wrote my first werewolf book, the How to Flirt with a Naked Werewolf, I really thought I was mining dark territory because I was actually killing people on screen as opposed to bumping them off screen. And I really thought that I had gone to a dark place. And I was so proud of myself. And I sent it to my agent. And I'm like, just prepare yourself because it gets a little rough. She wrote back
like,
to me after she
read it. Where's the rough part? Is there?
And she was like, oh, honey, no.
Yeah. She's like, did you forget the rough part? Because I'm,
yeah.
And let me just tell you, naked werewolf, very enticing. Naked vampire, okay. There are some monsters, though. I don't want to see them naked. I'm just, you know.
Zombie.
So you know. Yeah. Zombie, yeah, no. Oh, my God.
Daryl Dixon. I would see Daryl Dixon naked, but I wouldn't
but
want
to see
him.
He's not a zombie. And, well,
no,
what am I saying? Now, currently. You know, this second, any season now, it's pretty much a given. Although,
but
if you notice,
I question why there aren't. I'm sorry.
Are always dressed. They are always dressed.
That's what I was. That's what I was gonna say. Why aren't there more naked zombies? Because somebody had to be in the shower during the zombie apocalypse.
Right? That's
you know.
What
that's
I, yes. Thank you.
Like, why
isn't like,
someone wandering around clutching a loofah?
Everybody's got no. That's right. And nobody was like in the hospital, had a hospital gown, and that flimsy little piece of material just, you know, kind of falls by the wayside. Never happens. Fully dressed, little rips and tears, you know, to show the icky. But never ever, you know, they don't go anywhere without clothing.
There are
and
days
frankly,
after I watch The Walking Dead where my husband, like, I'm standing in my closet and I'm trying to find what I'm going to wear that day, and my husband's like, you're trying to decide whether you want to walk around in that forever, aren't you? I'm trying to figure out, like, that's the outfit I want to be a zombie in for the rest of my life. I'm like, that's ridiculous. Who does that?
They get dirty so fast. Whatever you wear, apparently within seconds of becoming a zombie, it's torn, it's dirty, it's disgusting. Have you noticed that, too?
What are they bumping into?
Yeah, I'm like, where are you? What are you crawling through? Because you
barbed
just
wire,
turned zombie,
factory.
And the next time I see you, you look like, you know, Apocalypse Now survivor. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Plus, if I knew zombies were a possibility, I'm heading up north where it's cool, where I know that at least I'll be refrigerated for a period of time, and that you know what I'm saying. I'm gonna slow this down.
You'll be a fresh zombie.
I would not be one in Georgia. What? What? Have you experienced the humidity of the South? Well, Kentucky, you have a little slice of it there. It's, you know, this is not good zombie territory. It's all I'm saying. Canada, that's where you want to be a zombie.
And they'd be super polite zombies. Like, they would grunt, sorry, right before you eat brain.
Pardon me. Excuse me. Pardon me. Yeah. Coming through. Dead man. Dead man walking. Pardon me.
Are we enforcing unfortunate Canadian stereotypes? Is that unfair?
I don't know. I let the emails begin. Okay, go, people. Just go.
We accuse you of being polite.
We admire you for the politeness. We do.
Exactly.
We are envious. of the politeness. And as the joke went last week, in Canada, the rappers are polite and their politicians do crack. You see, it's the opposite. Sorry. So thank you for agreeing with me on the naked zombie thing. I just had to throw that out. As a paranormal author, I knew you probably noticed the lapse in nudity in zombie film. Thank God. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Whatever
whoever
wrote that rule. Let's stick to that rule, people. Let's just stick to the rule. But I can't watch Walking Dead. Are you watching Walking Dead? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I watched The Talking Dead, which is like the summary show afterwards, which is Chris Hardwick hosts, and he's hilarious. But I'm emotionally invested in the characters, but I can't watch them go through the horrible things they go through. I just want to know what happened. I can't bear the tension. So I just watched the recap just so I can find out what happens. And there's usually like really funny guests on too, so that makes it kind of lighter.
I can't watch any program in which I know that it's season three and no one other than maybe one character is from the original cast. At that point, I'm like, no, thank you. That's a no thank you for me. Yeah. So, and I read the Game of Thrones here. I read the George R. R. Martin, so I don't know why people are so freaked out about that, because I'm like, clearly you didn't get through chapter 12 in that first book, because memo
even
to
though
you,
I knew it was coming, though, I was hoping that there was going to be some, like, Hail Mary last minute, like, change my mind, you know, before the axe got dropped. But,
Oh my God.
You know, I read that before the show came on, and I was like, well, this is going to be, like, how are they going to do this? Because, oh, wait, it's Sean Bean. He has to die. Like, it's in the contract. What was I thinking?
Yes, they did. They killed the prettiest right up front. They took it down just to make sure we were all set. Somebody's on the, I feel terrible. We have a caller, but.
Oh, really?
And they've been on hold forever. But I have no way to screen them. Do you want to risk it? Could be anything. Could be somebody from Canada. It could be somebody from Canada.
I don't think you can make Canadians angry. That's okay.
Let's try. So, hi, you're on the air on Canned Laughter and Coffee with Molly Harper.
Hello, it's Michelle calling from London.
Oh, hi. Is this Michelle Drew?
It's Michelle Drew! Oh, my God. Hi.
Hello. It's like 1:40 in the morning here. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to listen.
Wow. That is so sweet of you. See, Molly, you're loved all around the world.
Well, I do love Michelle.
Thank you. And we love your books. You guys, if you haven't read Molly's books, you've got to read them. I sell them to everybody I can find in the store. I work in a bookstore in London, so you've just got to read it because it's funny.
Oh, best endorsement ever. Oh, that would have been a fantastic call. Yes, please buy Molly's books. They're everybody's naked except for the zombies. Oh, this is Michelle Drew. You better call. You better send me an email or something, Chicky. I love
thank
you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Michelle brings tea from the UK, which I love.
Michelle's the sweetest thing.
She really is.
That's fun. Somebody I knew and not
that's
a Canadian
calling. That's
so crazy. In the middle of the night. And not a Canadian calling to give you a hard time. So that's fantastic.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you for joining us, everybody. And Molly, thank you for doing this. This was, as you know, I warned you it was going to be weird, so there you go.
That's okay.
I deliver.
Weird.
I always deliver. Everybody, that was fun. And to all our listeners, all two of you in the UK, thank you for tuning in. And we will see you next Tuesday/Wednesday morning for more Canned Laughter and Coffee. Good night, everybody. This was a fun show.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll make Michelle just call in and be the guest. That's what we'll
do. She's knowledgeable enough. I mean, she could run the show.
She'll take over my job. All right, good night, everybody, and we'll see you next Tuesday. Good night.
Thank you.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe, and welcome to our circle.